Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you. Topics for today on Raw Mind Sports is the NBA free agency. My first topic will be Melo opts into his contract. Is it good or bad? Well, I think, you know, honestly, Melo was kind of chasing the dollar. He was chasing the amount he was guaranteed. He's already guaranteed close to $30 million. To opt in this year to kind of see where he may want to go next year was a good move because guaranteed money. And that's a lot of money for 1 year. So I wasn't expecting him not to opt out. Now, some people probably say that Melo, basically what he did was kind of affect what OKC was trying to do. Not necessarily. Because they still can find a way to give another contract, a big contract, and then with the GM that OKC has right now, can find a way to make something happen this year and next year as well. Gives them time to re-strategize his plans. But I think it all depends on what Paul George does. Me personally, I don't think this affects Paul George staying or not. That was never the issue. You know, they were just trying to, they just had a team last year. Me personally with OKC, if you're asking me, the thing, I really don't think that Billy Donovan is the right coach for OKC. Because OKC has a bunch of all-stars. And you got to have, it takes a certain coach to coach all-stars. Regardless of how that season played out last year, Westbrook, Melo, and Paul George are all-stars in the league. Who knows? They might all be future Hall of Famers. Probably, I'm probably right about that. You need a certain coach to be able to coach those type of players to help them guys coincide with each other to be able to win a championship or to even be in the hunt or in content, you know, to be able to contend for a championship. That's the thing with OKC right now. But that situation, I can't just blame it on Melo. But Melo got paid. Let's see what OKC does next year for what they have around them and whatever pieces they possibly be able to add. So we'll see on that. My next thought would be the Kawhi effect, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. I don't know what really happened in that scenario. He probably didn't like what was going on in San Antonio. But at the end of the day, Kawhi just won't out. But here's the thing with Kawhi. Kawhi wants out and wants to get paid a lot of money. Kawhi, if he stays in San Antonio, he's going to get the top dollar. He's going to get the max deal. They want to do whatever they can to get him. But I don't think Kawhi sees himself winning with the team or the pieces they have around him. And he's probably looking at the bigger picture. I don't know if he's looking at more so of the money perspective or championship perspective. Because at the end of the day, now, the way teams are looking at stuff right now, it's all about who can beat Golden State. San Antonio is in the Western Conference. By them being in the Western Conference, they got to go against Golden State. Everybody's tired in the Western Conference of seeing, they trying to find plans and strategies to find a way to beat Golden State. So, because everybody wants to be able to hold that Covenant title, the Tom O'Brien trophy. And I think he's just trying to find a way or find a better place where he could do it. Yeah, L.A. is great. But L.A. will still be the same situation if he just goes there by itself with the team they got. The team they got right now with no LeBron, Paul George, and these other key free agents. You may get paid, but you're still not beating Golden State. My suggestion to him, I mean, you got to see, which is a tough pill to swallow. So he's trying to get traded out. Now, and pretty much what San Antonio already said, they're not trading him to a Western team. So he had to go somewhere in the East, which if I'm Kawhi Leonard right now, the way the East is set up, I would be happy for what they're doing. You should be thanking them for trading you to the East. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have a chance to contend for a championship for a team that you go to in the East because the East is not as strong as the West right now, the Western Conference. So let's say they trade him to Boston. My God, that's an instant championship team there. Let's say if LeBron decides to stay, they trade him to Cleveland. We all know the history and the record of LeBron. LeBron win or losing the championships, but his percentage of getting to the NBA Finals is extremely high. It's extremely high. So if you play around LeBron, if you play with LeBron in the Eastern Conference, it depends on where LeBron's going to go, and he's there, then he knows he's going to get a chance to be able to face a team like Golden State, Houston, etc. That's how I feel about it on that note. I think the best team for him to go to is probably the team out of the East. A team in the East would be Boston. Boston or Cleveland in the East would be, if LeBron is still in Cleveland, that'll be the two spots I would probably trade him to if I'm San Antonio, if you want to trade him to the East. since you say you want him in the East, this is what you're going to get. My next topic is, will Paul George stay in OKC or leave? I personally think it's another situation of depends on what's at stake, where Paul George's mind is at. Is it, if it's championship, yeah, unless LeBron goes to L.A., then, of course, you know, those odds make it kind of hard for him to stay. If it's for the money, yeah, L.A. will be the perfect spot because he's going to get paid a lot of money. He's going to get paid top dollar. I'm trying to figure out how OKC would do it. I don't know if he'll stay. I don't know if they can still pay him the max dollar in OKC, which they already paid Westbrook the max dollar. I don't know how it would go. This depends on how many years he get for whatever he's trying to get and then go from there to see the options between L.A. and OKC. I don't see Paul George going nowhere else and playing unless he just say, I'm going to be a free agent and maybe go back to Cleveland. Unless Cleveland got something that can help him in the East or whatever. If LeBron, again, it depends on LeBron staying. We'll get to that topic. But that's my take. It's between OKC and L.A. And right now, free agency starts this week. I'll probably having a different conversation next week on my podcast dealing with what may be at stake here with Paul George and what decision he'll be able to lean with. And I'll be able to probably have a better idea of where he want to lean, where I will think Paul George is going to lean towards to. The next one that's been on my mind for Raw Mind Sports is Kemba Walker. Will Kemba Walker get a chance to prove himself on an effective team? I think Kemba Walker, honestly to me, he's one of the best point guards in the league. Everybody gives Kyrie Irving the same opinion, same credit, due diligence, like he's a dog. But people keep forgetting. When Kyrie Irving was on that team by himself in Cleveland, they was a top 10 draft pick team. I mean, they was always getting ready for the draft. And he still put up the same numbers or better. He still was hurt. But once LeBron came in, they gave him a key piece. Well, of course, when LeBron comes to your team, of course, things automatically change, whether people like it or not. He became a Kyrie Irving that was in a championship stage moment. Because the fact that Kevin Love and LeBron came there at the same time, was pretty much able to show his style of play, his game. His game is built with players that are really good around him, with all-stars around him, and it can show. That's why when they won that championship, he had to worry. I mean, of course, LeBron's on the team. Then you can kind of see, and everybody always try to say that was a tough shot. Yes, it was. It was a clutch. It was a clutch shot. It was a Mamba moment. But he would never have had that Mamba moment if those all-stars would have never came to that team to help him to even get to the playoffs. When Kyrie Irving had that team by himself, they didn't even go to the playoffs at all. They didn't make the playoffs. They was getting ready for the draft every year. So you put certain pieces around players like that, you can get what you want. And also with Boston right now, honestly, Kyrie Irving set out the majority of the playoffs, and you know Gordon Hayward was out. They still made the playoffs. They still was in the Eastern Conference Finals with Kyrie Irving not dressing out, period. They still was there. They still was there. Yeah, they played against LeBron. They still lost, but they still was there. That what tells me lets you know how good of a coach Brad Stevens is and also how good that team is. And then some people probably say the Eastern Conference is still weak. So it was pretty much a no-brainer. Without them, they can still get there. So if you add those pieces with it, now you have a championship team that pops and can compete for the championship next year. We'll see next year to see how that goes and how where everybody lands, that they kind of give a mindset on what was going to really happen with the Boston Celtics next year. My thing on this is the fact that Kemba Walker was in the same scenario with Kyrie. Played with a team that really wasn't capable of getting to a championship. They missed the playoffs this year, but at the same time, the people keep forgetting that Kemba Walker did take the Charlotte Hornets to the playoffs. And they won a first round or a second round game. I can't remember. I got to go back to make sure. Don't quote me on that. But Kemba Walker took the Charlotte Hornets to the playoffs without a LeBron or a major all-star. With no LeBron, he had Batum, Al Jefferson in and out of games, and a few rookies, Gilchrist and guys like that sorting in. I mean, they pretty much was young. They had Kaminsky from Wisconsin, Gilchrist, Batum, him, and Al Jefferson. That year when they went to the playoffs. But he took that team, the Charlotte Hornets, to the playoffs. He literally carried the Charlotte Hornets. Right now, he still is carrying the Charlotte Hornets, but they just don't have the pieces to help him. And people keep forgetting he's, I mean, I put him in Kyrie in the same boat, but just that Kyrie just had a chance to get the championship more because he was playing with LeBron James. Let's be clear. It ain't just Kyrie, and it ain't just LeBron. I mean, it's just, it's about the pieces that are around you. And you playing with that type of talent, you're going to get there. It's a no-brainer. Kemba Walker, people keep forgetting. Kemba Walker has the same, he has a lot of crafty ball handling skills. He's that crafty. People keep forgetting, this guy led the UConn Huskies pretty much by himself, to a national title victory. That he put that team on his shoulders and took them to victory. That right there alone, before the NBA let me know, this dude has a different type of DNA in him. He got a dog. He is a dog. And there's no question, he just haven't had a chance to prove it with the right players. Me personally, he can do the same thing Kyrie Irving did when he was with LeBron. He can fill that same void, same thing, same skill set. They both are crafty. They both get to the rim. They can do a lot of things. Kemba is a dog. You put him in a scenario where he can play with LeBron James or any all-star, big all-star right now. Even just him, Paul George, and Kevin Love. He still will get him to the playoffs. I'm just giving an example, people. Just giving an example of what I think about Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker can do a lot of things, various things, to help a franchise player. And you put him in a role, even though he's the number one option in Charlotte, but you put him in a role to play the two option, this guy's going to be incredible. Everybody talking about Kyrie right now, but I'm telling you, if that ever happens, we're going to be talking about Kemba Walker the same way we're talking about Kyrie. You heard it here first on Raw Mind Sports. We're going to be talking about the same thing that Kyrie was doing. Kemba Walker's going to be able to do the same thing. There's no doubt in my mind that he can't do the same things that Kyrie has done. And he stays healthy more. Me honestly, like, he stays healthy. A lot healthier than Kyrie. And I'm not saying that's not a bad thing on Kyrie because you can't help what happens. But you'll be able to see his stats and you'll be able to see and appreciate what Kemba Walker brings to the game as well as Kyrie. If you can appreciate Kyrie, you can appreciate Kemba Walker. I'm just telling you. You put them in the same positions. You put Kemba Walker on that team when Kyrie was there with the same team that LeBron had. LeBron James had when they won the championship, and he replaces Kyrie. Kemba Walker replaces him. Same thing's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind. I can't speak for others, but there's no doubt in my mind. And now, finally, to the finale of this show, this podcast. Where's LeBron going? This is the thing that people misunderstand. Everything I just talked about a few minutes ago all relates to what LeBron's going to do. LeBron is like the most watched, the most entertaining player in the league, per se, win or lose. It doesn't matter. He dictates everything that happens in the league. He dictates what owners think, what GM's going to do, however they're going to strategize for the offseason, pretty much dictates pretty much on LeBron. LeBron dictates what these other owners and GMs are going to do. Because once he makes that choice, it helps them. But see, LeBron had GMs and owners playing the guessing game, which I like it. And that's what he's supposed to do. He's not going to let them know to the last minute. He's not going to give you a chance to get a head start. He's going to do it when it's time and when everything is needed. Once he got all his decisions in mind made up. It's never going to be, no, I'm going to hint out and throw this and that out. No, LeBron's going to do it himself. You're never going to hear LeBron. You're going to hear rumors so say, yeah, this we're going to do. This. Once it's out, it's going to be out because of the fact LeBron wants it out. It ain't going to go out too early, and LeBron going to have something being secretive. LeBron makes a move, and you'll never know what moves he's going to make. That's why I keep telling people, LeBron is a brand. LeBron James is a brand. So, honestly, it depends on what LeBron wants to me. Even though I don't even know what he's thinking. But I just feel this is what I feel of him. After all, I'm a Capricorn. LeBron's a Capricorn. So we kind of have the same mindset on a lot of stuff. I'm joking, people. So with LeBron's situation, now, don't quote me on it, but this is what I'm thinking from my mind. If LeBron's thinking about championship, it depends on what these other guys are going to sign it and how he'll pick his team, where he want to go. So my options right now, if you say championship, you got Houston, you got Philly. Some people even put Boston into play. Depends on who goes to L.A. Right now, we already know that Kawhi for next year, if they trade him, they're not going to trade him to a Western Conference team. So that's already out the equation. So the only thing you can have is hope that Paul George goes there. Melo now opted into his contract at OKC, and Paul George may come. But my thing is, if you just think about championship, that's still not enough to beat Golden State. If LeBron is thinking on championship basis. But me personally, if you're thinking on money basis, you know, if you're thinking about money, he's thinking about the money he gets. For one, me personally, it doesn't matter where LeBron goes in the league. Because any owner right now, if they had a chance to get LeBron to pay him what they want, they'll do it. They're licking their chops right now. Because LeBron brings so much revenue. And a lot of revenue when he plays for your particular team. Whoever that may be. So they don't mind kicking out the money for LeBron because they know the revenue and the attention and everything goes up immediately once LeBron plays for your team. So you talking about money. A lot of people say if you just got to have the Randle pick, yeah, LA can give him the money. Cleveland, of course, can give him the money. All the money he wants. But me personally, with LeBron can play anywhere and get all the money he wants because LeBron got more than just NBA deals. He has a lot of endorsements. He has a lot of things he's doing outside of basketball, even for movies and scripts. And he just got his hands in pretty much all the cookie jars. So the money would not be a problem. Even though they would say he could get as much as he want and get the top dollar from the NBA team, fine. Yeah, I mean, if he wants to, yeah. But that's not going to necessarily make it because he'll still make millions and millions. He could take a cheap contract right now for like $40, $50 million per year and still probably endorse him, made $200, $300, $400 million. Because that's the brand of LeBron. So if it's money-wise, Cleveland probably give the most money in L.A. But if LeBron looking for a championship, he wouldn't want to go to the West and play with that team right now. And Paul George. I don't see them guys beating Golden State. If you're playing for a championship, LeBron can pretty much go anywhere and make the top any type of money he wants. And then you say Houston. Some people say Houston. Chris Paul wants a max deal. So the question is, LeBron comes, how will they be able to sort that out? Because I don't think right now with the cap space that Houston has, they can be able to pay LeBron the max or Chris Paul the max. And 10 times out of 10, if LeBron gets first deal, so if Chris Paul wants to play, he's going to have to take a pay cut. Because LeBron getting it. If it comes down to Chris Paul and LeBron James getting that money, LeBron is going to get it. Unless LeBron say, I'm willing to take a pay cut. But right now, LeBron's getting top dollar. Just because LeBron name, his value of him itself is going to get whatever he wants. So the only way LeBron takes a pay cut, if he says, look, I'll take a pay cut to come. That's him. And that's if you want to win a championship. Philly has the nucleus. Now people keep thinking like Joel Embiid has played in the league for over 5 years. So, I mean, it's nucleus. Me personally, if I ask, stay in Cleveland, make these guys come to you. And I'm pretty sure Paul George or somebody like that could come to you. Or maybe they make a trade to where Kawhi can come with you and help you and Kevin Love. Or I don't know what type of trade they'll do. I don't know if they're going to have players in the trade or like draft picks in the trade. Who knows? But if you can still be able to keep, you know, Kevin Love, LeBron, and Kawhi Leonard together, that'd be a pretty good lineup. That's what I'm looking at. So it depends on if LeBron wants the money or LeBron wants championship. If he wants championship, then Philly and Boston could be it. And they had a chance talking about it. I'm not saying Boston's going to go after him, but you know, they're pretty loaded and they're pretty sounded all around. But I don't think he'll go to – I don't think Boston – I don't know if that would work. It can work on paper, but I don't know if they're going to do it. That's my thing with Boston. Philly would be good and Cleveland and make the guys come to him. And go to L.A., that's what's going to happen. So basically, all free agents there, you know, it's kind of going to be hard for these free agents because they don't know what LeBron's going to do. LeBron's going to wait. He's going to make the last decision. He's going to make the last choice. He's going to be the one who has the last say-so. And most of the time, pretty much with this situation, it's going to happen to the fact that LeBron is going to wait till everybody make that move, then make his. So you can't really depend on LeBron's move. You just got to make your move and just hope you make the right move because he will get the last say-so, and he's not going to – how should I put this? He's not going to give nobody no hints. So whatever they think, or if they got to go with their subconscious to go where they want to go and choose the team they want to choose, pretty much all those other free agents out there, you're going to have to go ahead and make your bid, figure out where you're going to go, and just make your choice. Then from there, LeBron will probably make his definite choice after that. But you guys got to make your own choice, and we're going to have to go from there. With that being said, let's let you know, LeBron has all the cards in his hand, and I just hope the free agents make the right choice and the right decisions to understand that it's going to be his way or no way. Nothing personal and not in a bad way, but that's just how it goes. When you're the face of the NBA and pretty well known in all type of areas, you just got to hope you make the right decision. And that's what has me right now thinking and pausing, because the fact that I know and LeBron knows he's going to wait till everybody says what they need to say, give them a chance to talk, but at the same time, he's going to see where everybody else is going. So my thing is, he's going to win a championship. He's going to need him and more than Paul George to win a championship. It's just not going to be able to beat. They're not going to beat Golden State, because those two players individually are great one-on-one skill set players, but they're not consistent in shooting the jump shot. That means you got to put people around him to be able to hit the jump shot. And when you got a team like Golden State that could be down by 10 or 12 points, their ability to shoot the jump shot so well, and that three-point arsenal is what makes Golden State amazing. But they do get a lot of wide-open shots under the basket, but that three-point arsenal brings them back in games. So you got to have people that can really hit the shot consistently, because they – will tear you apart with the three-point line. And just them two alone, you're going to need – I mean, I like the kid Kuzma. Lonzo Ball, I mean, people always talk about this at third. He's a good facilitator. He probably give you a few points, but it's not enough to beat Golden State. So right now, the NBA – and this is my final note on Raw Mind Sports. The NBA is in LeBron's hands. He's going to dictate how things are going to go by giving the last say-so word. Y'all have a great day, people. Enjoy my next podcast. You can also visit me on YouTube, my Facebook page, Raw Mind Sports, Instagram page, Raw Mind Sports, Spotify, Raw Mind Sports, and you'll be able to tune in to anything, audio or video. Have a blessed day.